Welcome and thank you for standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. All participants are in a listen-only mode to the question-and-answer portion of today's call. At that time, you may press star one on your phone to ask a question. I will now turn the call over to your host, Maggie Mooney-Seuss. You may begin.
Thank you so much, Jordan. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's NOAA Fisheries Telephone Town Hall. Today, we're going to give you both an overview of our management and science mission, and then we'll spend some time talking about our plans to develop an Alaska implementation plan for the NOAA Fisheries National Equity and Environmental Justice Strategy. That'll be called the EJ Strategy going forward. And this is a call today for tribal government representatives only. If others have joined the call, we ask that you drop off now. We plan to host other engagement efforts to gather input from underserved communities across Alaska to seek broad input to inform development of this plan. Please email me or Emily Wilson, and we'd be happy to get back to you following this meeting. The format for the call today includes brief presentations from both the science side of the house and the management side of the house. First, John Curlin, our Alaska Regional Administrator, is going to present an overview of our resource management responsibilities under various federal laws. And then Bob Foy, the Alaska Fisheries Science Center Director, will provide an overview of the science and research efforts conducted by the Science Center that support federal management actions. Following this, Emily Wilson, our Tribal Relations Coordinator for the Alaska Regional Office, will provide highlights from the National EEJ Strategy and the steps we are taking in the region to develop this implementation plan for that strategy for Alaska. The goal is to keep today's remarks short to about, hopefully, 15 minutes. So I'm putting all of our speakers on notice, and then that'll give us the rest of the remaining time for tribal representatives to ask questions and provide some guidance to us on some next steps. And at that time, the operator is going to provide guidance on how to open your lines for questions. So we see today really as the start of a conversation with all of you. In particular, we hope to find out how we can better serve your needs with respect to what information relating to the science and management of federally managed fisheries and marine mammal conservation you're interested in receiving from us. What are the best ways for us to get that information to you and when? For instance, we want to have a meaningful conversation, and we recognize that communities are distinct, and so we're considering the idea of having a regional hub meetings next year, and we'd love to get your input on whether you think that's a good way forward to have a much more lengthy and full conversation. I also want to mention that joining today on our call with us is our Alaska Deputy Director from the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, Julian Letiga, and Mabel Baldwin Schaefer, who's our Tribal Research Coordinator. And they'll also be on if you have questions for them. Lastly, we'd like to recognize that time is limited today, and we really just have time to introduce you to this effort. So we have scheduled additional telephone town halls and are providing an opportunity for you to submit written comments via our website. We have a form on there, and I'm happy to share that again. Emily and I are also happy to speak directly to interested tribal councils or organizations if you'd like some follow-up meetings, personal meetings, to provide more input to this regional EEJ plan. Information on how to provide those written comments or details regarding the other calls, as well as a PowerPoint for today's presentation, can be found on our website. If you haven't already accessed that, if you go to https://www.fisheries.noaa.gov/region/Alaska, or just type in NOAA Fisheries Alaska, and you'll get to our webpage. But once you get to our homepage, if you scroll to the bottom of the page, under the featured highlights, you'll see a picture and a link to the Alaska Alaska Equity and Environmental Justice Implementation Plan page, where you can find more information and that PowerPoint. We'll also be putting a recording of today's calls on there and future calls. Now I'd like to turn the conference call over to Emily, who I'm hoping will give us a land acknowledgement.
Thank you, Maggie. Akwe, and good morning, everyone. This is Emily Wilson. I'm the Alaska NOAA Fisheries Tribal Relations Coordinator, and I'll be providing our land acknowledgement this morning. We at NOAA acknowledge that we live and work on the Indigenous homelands and waterways of the Alaska Native people who have been Indigenous to this land for over 10,000 years, leaving their culture and tribal values as their ancestors and elders taught them. We recognize that the tribes never relinquished their property rights or their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways. I have the honor of living and working in the land of the Yakutat Tlingit tribe. We want to thank each tribe in the Tlingit language, Gnoshtish, for the stewardship of this land and these waterways since time immemorial. We appreciate you joining us today from many places near and far to discuss the topics of equity and environmental justice. Thank you for your attendance and patience as we learn. Now, at this time, I'd like to turn the call over to John Curlin, our Alaska Regional Administrator. John.
Thanks, Emily, and thanks, Maggie, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us to talk about our EEJ strategy and particularly developing an Alaska implementation plan for that strategy. So I'm the Alaska Regional Administrator for NOAA Fisheries. I oversee our Alaska Regional Office, which is responsible for all of our regulatory and management programs for Alaska. Of course, the oceans are hugely important to Alaska economically, culturally. It's a big part of who we are as a state and very important to the nation as well. I'll just sketch out really in broad terms what the Alaska Regional Office is all about. We are focused on, as I said, regulatory and management programs, resources. So in my immediate office, the regional administrator's office, we have a few small programs focused on particular needs, aquaculture, Arctic policy, communications, and tribal relations. And then we have three natural resource program divisions. Our Sustainable Fisheries Division is responsible for the regulation and management of commercial fisheries in federal waters, known as the Exclusive Economic Zone, so outside of state waters, going to about 200 miles offshore. We partner very closely with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council and develop the Fishery Management Plan amendments and regulations and programs to carry out the policy direction that the Council recommends, the Magnuson-Stevens Act. So that's our Sustainable Fisheries Division. Our second natural resource program is Protected Resources, which is really heavily focused on marine mammal conservation and recovery in Alaska. So we're responsible for implementing the Endangered Species Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act. Part of that is working closely with Alaska Native organizations under agreements to facilitate the co-management of subsistence use of marine mammals under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. The program is also involved in listing and recovery of marine mammals that are threatened or endangered and works with action agencies on evaluating the effects of coastal development activities and other federal actions that may affect marine mammals, stranding program, and deal with health and stranding and entanglement of marine mammals, and trying to understand the causes of marine mammal mortality and serious injury. Our third natural resource program is habitat conservation, and that program is responsible for working with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to identify and conserve essential fish habitat for federally managed species of fish, and then working under other legislation to evaluate the effects of various development activities on important fish habitats and reduce, minimize, mitigate effects Habitat Conservation Division is also responsible for supporting ecosystem-based fishery management and working with our sustainable fisheries folks. And then we have a few support divisions. Our Restricted Access Management Division deals with permitting and quota management for fisheries. Our Operations and Management Division is all about facilities, budget, grants programs, including grants available to Alaska Native organizations. Information Services Division is all about the computer programs, the interfaces we have for fishermen and other stakeholders to get access to information about fisheries and marine resources. Our main office is located in Juneau, and that's where I am based. We also have a field office in Anchorage, with about 20 or so people there, and satellite offices in Kodiak and Dutch Harbor. And in really close partnership with our Alaska Fisheries Science Center, which is responsible for the research and management activities, research and monitoring activities that support all of our management programs. And so I will turn it over to my counterpart, Bob Foy, who's the director of the center, to explain more about their programs. Bob?
Terrific, John. Thank you very much, and good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in to these sessions on EEJ. My name is Bob Foy, as John said. I am the director of the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, which is the science wing of NOAA Fisheries in the Alaska region. I am going to ask a quick question of Maggie and Emily. If I start tailing off or my connection is bad, please let me know. I was having a little difficulty a moment ago with my reception here. So again, thank you all very much for tuning in. This is a really important effort for us. And on the science side of the house, what we do at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center is provide the data that supports management, that supports communities, that supports other federal and state agencies, all focused on the laws that direct our mission. So as John mentioned, a couple of them, the Magnuson-Stevens Act, the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and others, drive what our mission focus is, and we then prioritize the data and information that are needed for our agency to make decisions, and for communities that rely on us to provide information so that they can make decisions as well. So this whole process here is about us asking the question on the science side specifically of, are we collecting the data equitably? Are the data we collect underneath our mission representing you, your communities, your industries? So how do we collect data? We collect data with surveys. We have field research projects. We have observer programs where we monitor commercial fishing industries. We work with marine mammals. We are part of the co-management that John mentioned a moment ago. We conduct assessments of commercial fisheries in federal waters to make sure that they are sound and sustainable fisheries. And then we also conduct quite a bit of research in laboratories as well to make sure that we can better understand how climate change is going to affect the species in the ocean that you all rely on. So in order to achieve this, we've got five main divisions within the Alaska Fisheries Science Center. We've got the Auk Bay Laboratories located here in Juneau, Alaska. And this division has a number of different foci. We work on salmon here in Juneau, stable fish, ecosystem and diet studies, genetics, mariculture research. There are stock assessment and surveys all come out of this laboratory. So there is a large breadth of work being done here in Juneau, Alaska. Our fisheries monitoring and analysis division, or the observer program, is another division, and that is a program that supports the observers that are in federal fisheries, on federal fisheries vessels. So at times there are hundreds of observers at sea. We support those observers, we collect the information, we analyze those data, and provide it to the management side of the house. Our third division, Marine Mammal Laboratory. We've got one of the largest marine mammal programs in the country, focused on first and foremost on species that are of importance for subsistence, co-management species. We have a full research program looking at with field research to better understand population dynamics, so counting animals as well as their condition. That's a very important program. Our resource assessment and conservation engineering, lots of acronyms here, that's our RACE division. In essence, that's our survey division. So that division is responsible for the large surveys that cover over 1 million square nautical miles of federal waters. We're looking to assess the abundance of fish and crab. We are collecting information on their biology and their condition. And we are also assessing the health of the ecosystem around them, so the food they eat, the physical oceanography. Lastly, we have our Research, Ecology, and Fisheries Management Division. This is the division that takes all of this data and puts it into models that are a way for us to better understand all of this information together. We incorporate diet data so we know which species are interacting. We incorporate climate change so that we can predict what happens in the future. And we look at socioeconomic data so that we can better understand how the decisions we make and how the changes we're seeing in the environment affect communities and affect the economics of fisheries. So with that, I encourage you as you hear hopefully yourselves and see yourselves in some of the information and data we collect. If you have questions or would like more information, we have a huge team. As was said before, Mabel Baldwin-Schaefer is here with us today. She is our tribal research coordinator, focused on that interface between the science and the tribal needs for information. And then, again, we have other programs focused on socioeconomics. I'm not sure if Sarah Wise is on today, but we also have some programs focused on communities and that relationship with changes in the fisheries and communities. With that, I am going to turn it back to Emily. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, and good morning, everyone, again. This is Emily Wilson. I'm the NOAA Fisheries Regional Tribal Relations Coordinator, and I'm going to be walking you through some of our NOAA Fisheries Equity and Environmental Justice, or EEJ, as we like to call it, strategy, our nationwide strategy, and also our work moving forward as we develop an implementation plan for Alaska. So if you've received our email invitation and you've got the slide deck, a copy of the slide deck handy, beginning on slide 5, I'm excited to share with you the finalized NOAA Fisheries Equity and Environmental Justice National Strategy. It was released May 22nd of this year, and there's a link at the bottom of slide 5 that leads you directly to that document. We recognize that not all communities have had equal access to NOAA fisheries services, so we embarked on a multi-year process to develop this strategy. And this EEJ strategy guides us to serve all communities more equitably and effectively and reflects the input we received as part of an extensive nationwide public outreach and engagement process. So in summary, the public feedback that we received was specific to the implementation of the EEJ strategy, but we also feel the input is applicable to NOAA Fisheries Implementation Plan for Alaska. So NOAA recognizes that the formal engagement process, particularly around new regulations, makes it hard for underserved communities to respond to us. The short timelines and lack of transparency in management processes also makes people feel that the regulations are already written or their feedback has no impact. So there was an agency recommendation to communicate early and often with tribes and stakeholders. Also, we must coordinate better amongst ourselves, such as within fishery management councils, NOAA line offices, and other federal agencies so that our work is aligned, but also so that communities are not overburdened with requests to engage with us. And finally, we need to support capacity for NOAA EEJ work by hiring local place-based staff with cultural and language expertise and research the social impacts of management decisions on people and their communities. We created this strategy using input from NOAA fishery staff and the public, and will continue to engage with communities to implement this strategy at regional and programmatic levels. And I just want to take a quick moment to thank our Alaska tribal partners who submitted comments on the national EEJ strategy, including the Aleut community of St. Paul Islands, the Aleutians East Borough, Central Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, Koenig, Association of Village Council Presidents, Kowarik Incorporated, and the Kuskokwim and Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commissions, as well as the Chenana Chiefs Conference. We look forward to receiving feedback from you directly as we focus on developing an implementation plan for Alaska. Moving to slide 6, if you're following along, we identified 3 overarching goals to move us closer to EEJ for all underserved communities. Our first goal was to prioritize identification, equitable treatment, and meaningful involvement of underserved communities. Our second goal was to provide equitable delivery of those services to those communities. And our third goal was to prioritize EEJ in our mission work in order to show progress. And as the slide indicates, we've identified 6 core and interrelated areas that we can improve upon. So we begin in the center with an empowering environment. We want to institutionalize EEJ with leadership support and a trained and diverse workforce. And then moving to policy and plans, we want to remove structural barriers to equity that may perpetuate inequality in access to resources or regulatory burdens. We also want to address research and monitoring, as Bob mentioned, to diversify research methods and knowledge sources we use to collect data used in decisions so that we can better assess the impacts of our management decisions. And then going out to outreach and education, we want to improve information sharing both to and from our communities. And then for benefits, we want to ensure fisheries and financial benefits are distributed equitably. And finally, for inclusive governance, we want to support meaningful involvement of underserved communities in decision-making processes. Moving on to slide 7, our NOAA Fisheries Alaska will accomplish our goal in 2 phases. For our Alaska EEJ Engagement Plan Phase 1, it began in May of this year and will run until December 2023, so the end of this calendar year, where we've been hosting a few conversations among tribal forums and fisheries groups, and now we're kicking off our town hall teleconferences with tribes. We are trying to glean information on preferred methods, the best season or timing and locations to engage with you, as well as the best ways to solicit feedback from you. And this information will be compiled in a draft document to complete our EEJ Phase 1 implementation plan. As we move into Phase 2, the NIMS Alaska EEJ Working Group has developed and submitted a budget proposal for fiscal year 24-25 in order to move to Phase 2. Phase 2 will occur in January through September of 2024, where we hope to expand, budget pending, our conversations with you. If we do receive funds to support this effort, we would like to hold hub meetings in key locations to gather tribal feedback in order to compile and document your concerns. This information will be incorporated into our final implementation plan for Alaska by the end of the calendar year in 2024. So our next steps include finish hosting all of our EEJ town hall conferences and to host public meetings for non-tribal underserved communities in November and have a public in-person virtual meeting during the December council meeting. We will solicit any input from you by December 1st. And compiling all the feedback received, we will put that into our Alaska implementation plan that includes any initial comments that will be sent to our headquarters for review by December 31st of 2023. And it's important to keep in mind that this is just our initial start of our conversations with you. We are interested in future follow-up engagements where we can have more in-depth conversations, as Maggie mentioned, whether it's through future teleconferences or virtual meetings, as we receive a budget from headquarters. So at this point in time, I'd like to turn over the meeting to Maggie so we can start our discussion. Maggie.
Meg, I think you're muted if you're talking.
Oh, sorry about that. I don't know what happened to my phone. apologies. We're going to move into our Q&A session now. Thank you, John, Emily, and Bob for giving that context for us. As we move into the Q&A session, question and answer session, we'd like you to raise any clarifying questions you have for our speakers. But most importantly, we really want to get at some of those questions that Emily raised during her presentation on how we can go about better serving your needs and gathering your input to inform this discussion. We're looking specifically for information relating to the science and management of federally managed fisheries and marine mammal conservation that you're interested in receiving from us. What are the best ways for us to get that information to you? When's the best time for us to reach out to you? Is it fall, winter? And as Emily mentioned, if we are able to do some hub meetings, is that something you think is a good way to engage with tribes in the coming year? With that, I'd ask the operator to give some instructions to our participants, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question over the phone lines, please press star 1 from your phone, unmute your line, and speak your name clearly when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Again, to ask a question over the phone lines, please press star, then 1. One moment as we wait for any questions.
So as people are thinking about a question they might want to ask, I'd just like to remind you that today's discussion, as Emily said, is just the start. There are also other opportunities. If you would prefer not to open your mic today and ask questions, you certainly can send us either Emily.Wilson at NOAA.gov or myself, Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E dot Mooney, M-O-O-N-E-Y hyphen S-E-U-S, I know that's a long name, at NOAA.gov. You're welcome to send us feedback via email. You can also go to our Alaska page. If you go type in the Google and type in Alaska NOAA Fisheries, scroll to the bottom of the page, click on the box on the very bottom that says Alaska Equity and Environmental Justice homepage. You can go to that page and you'll find a link to a form where you can provide information via that form.
I'm currently showing no one in the queue over the phone lines.
We'll give people a few more minutes to think about if they want to ask any questions. And again, we welcome feedback in multiple forms, but we do very much appreciate your time today to listen into this call, and I hope that you are you found the information that was provided helpful and that you see this as the start of a continuing conversation about how you can inform the development of this implementation plan together with us. Well, I'm not hearing any questions, and I'll give everybody one more bite at the apple if you want to raise your hand. Again, you just have to hit star 1 to ask a question, and you can speak to any of our speakers. We do have a few other conference calls scheduled for today. If you missed any of today's call and you want to join those calls, information is available on that website that I mentioned earlier. If you again go to our homepage, scroll to the bottom, and you can find a link to our Alaska Equity and Environmental Justice Implementation Plan page, information on how to join those other calls that are scheduled for later today, as well as a future public session in November is all available on that page, as well as a link to the PowerPoint presentation. We will be putting a recording of each of these listening sessions, discussion sessions, up on that page as well. So if you miss any of the details and you want to circle back on things that were presented, information will be available there. And I'm still not hearing any indication that people have questions. I think, you know, we have scheduled the time till the top of the hour. But if people want to circle back with us via email or the form that we have on the website or join a future call, we welcome input at any time. I don't know if Emily or Bob or John have anything they'd like to add.
Thanks, Maggie. So if you're like me, you may think of a question or it pops into your head after the call, and that's A-OK. NIMS staff are available for you to contact afterwards for any questions or concerns or feedback that you'd like to share. This includes me, our Tribal Relations Coordinator, Maggie Mooney-Seuss, or our Tribal Research Coordinator, Mabel Baldwin-Schaefer. All of our contact information is on slide 9 of your slide deck, so please feel free to reach out to the region or Science Center staff listed on the slide if you'd like to engage with us after the town hall. And for those who may need some time to consider these questions or would like to provide written feedback, please use the link address that's on the same slide for our form. And in our email invitation, we've attached all of those slides for you. Please share this information within your tribal networks and the feedback form link, particularly for those who haven't been able to participate in our town hall call today. And thank you so much for being here with us.
This is John. I'll just add in really kind of plain language, what we're trying to do here is reach out to folks who we serve who may not interact with us all that often or may not have the best understanding of what we do and how what we do can be of use to you. So there are some stakeholders who are very involved and attend all of our Fishery Management Council meetings and public meetings, public hearings, submit comments all the time. We hear from them a lot. They know how to interact with us and what services we have. But we know there are a lot of other people in Alaska who depend on our agency and what we do to help understand marine resources and manage them sustainably, and we're trying to reach out to those other folks and understand what we can do better to meet your needs. So we welcome your input. Thank you.
I don't have much to add. This is Bob, except to please spread the word. That we're interested in hearing from you. And again, if you don't see yourself or what you do or what you care about and what you heard today, but think you should, let us know. That's the important part. It just starts with a conversation, and you know, no question is too small, and we'd be glad to interact and better represent you and your communities.
And this is Maggie. I guess the other thing I'd add is we'd love to hear what you think of having, you know, conference calls like this. Is this a good way to reach people versus like a webinar? And I know we do a lot of webinars in this world, but we thought teleconference might be easier. And I'm curious to hear if you guys agree. Well, I think we're pretty much at the end of our time, so I'm going to wrap this up, but again, invite you, please feel free to reach out as a follow-up to this. If you have further questions or feedback for us, we would very much appreciate it.
Thank you for your participation in today's session. Speakers, please stand by.